Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. I want to know if you were at the big event over in Oaks last night with President Trump. I'm going to play you ABC calling out the Harris campaign as a lie. I don't know about the idea of just going to music, Ave Maria, followed by Village People. What a playlist. I think Trump could have taken a couple more questions. But the Harris campaign put out a lot of stuff saying he froze. He looked like Biden. I mean, we can't say that. That's what their argument was. Cut 17. Here's what ABC News said about this charge that Trump just froze on the stage in Oaks last night.
Donald Trump, in his 11th trip to must-win Pennsylvania, urged his supporters to turn out on Election Day.
We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing.
Yes.
In a town hall style event in the western suburbs of Philadelphia, the former president stuck to his top issues, attacking Vice President Harris over inflation and immigration. He pledged to shut the southern border, end Russia's war in Ukraine, lower prices at the grocery store, and bring down interest rates to 2%, while providing few details on how he'd accomplish all that.
People don't think of grocery. You know, it sounds like not such an important word when you talk about homes and everything else, right? But more people tell me about grocery bills, where the price of bacon, the price of lettuce, the price of tomatoes, they tell me. And we're going to do a lot of things.
But then, 30 minutes in, two attendees suffered medical emergencies.
A doctor, please. Doctor.
The incidents shifted the mood, prompting Trump to cut the question short and instead play some of his favorite music.
How about this? We'll play YMCA and we'll go home.
Trump kept DJing, and most of his supporters stayed for another 30 minutes of his playlist.
Well, in certain quarters of social media, people had a field day with that, and I guess on the screens it might have looked quite strange. Inside that hall, however, people were having a good time. What can I tell you? It did not seem out of the ordinary. It seemed almost intimate. And at the end, Trump did something he very rarely does. He came down off the stage and mingled with his supporters. He was signing autographs and shaking hands and the like.
All right. So look, it's I broadcast from Oaks. You know, I'm sure it was really crowded. This time of the year, you get a nice temperature in October. There's no air conditioning, stuff like that. Trump talking about it throughout. So sure, unconventional to go that long. He could have taken a few more questions, I think, but then went to music. And I think the point is, who else would have been able to keep people there? They just want to be there. They just want to be part of what has gone on now for 9+ years. And they hope they'll get 4 more years of it. It's an adventure. It's beyond just politics, issues, policies. It's something completely different. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Even the Inquirer had people coming in and made the point that I often do. Some of the people they talked with yesterday in Oaks coming in say that, look, people are coming from the suburbs. They're insulated. To actually use my word, they're insulated from what's going on in many places. Like, oh, I don't know, Aurora, Colorado. New York Post today, to their credit, and we're trying to get the company on. Big front page story. They have an Aurora, Colorado apartment worker beaten to a pulp by somebody in one of those Venezuelan gangs. The owners, called CBZ, they're a company out of New York that owns several complexes there, say that this migrant gang took over and tried to extort them. They actually were taking over properties. So this is not made up. Now, again, Trump campaign is better served because it's awful enough. Don't just say bigger than that, because that's all the media wants to do to silence the story. But focus in on exactly what's happening here. They're taking over complexes. They're beating people. They're extorting. Here's Megyn Kelly, Henry. This is cut 15. Cut 14, making the point that I did about Martha Raddatz. We played this a lot yesterday, challenged by J.D. Vance, who said to her, do you hear what you're saying? You just hear yourself? Trying to say it was only a handful of apartment complexes taken over by Venezuelan gangs. This is what the media is into now, trying to chip away. They can't defeat the point that America is under siege. Now, not every town, not every place, because there would be an uproar. I often point, I'm not too far away from it. Rittenhouse Square, you come in and do that there, those people have clout, money, power, they'll bring out the National Guard. You go into Lower Merion, they'll do the same thing. You go into Doylestown. You know, all these privileged liberal spots, Chestnut Hill, they're not going to let you do that. It's the other people that have to suffer. Listen to Megyn Kelly make that point about Raddatz and these other media types and what they're not telling us.
And you know why she doesn't care, Charlie? You do know why. It's because Martha Raddatz, for at least the past 7 years, has lived in a house she paid $2.125 million for. It's a vintage home on a coveted block in Arlington, Virginia. Would you look at this? It's an estate. That's her home. It's a damn estate built in 1900. Look at this. Martha Raddatz does not have to worry about the Venezuelan gangs coming in and committing sexual assaults of minors because she's in the toniest part of one of the toniest towns in all of America with her many, many millions. We've got actual people, once again, being actually affected by this administration's, this one right now that's running for re-election, policies. And what Martha Raddatz wants to do is score little points from her multi-million dollar perch on behalf of the illegals with whom she has such sympathy, for whom she has such sympathy, but none for the children who got sexually molested, none for Cindy, whose life was ruined by this.
Yeah, debate Megyn Kelly, Martha Raddatz, you clown. Debate her. You couldn't debate J.D. Vance. That's exactly right. Now, again, it's a tactic they're going to use. So it behooves the Trump administration and Trump himself to speak just point by point as Vance did with her. Don't go with broad sweeping things and all because the evidence is so overwhelming, you do not have to. And they're left with trying to quibble over how many people should be molested, attacked, murdered, raped in America. We played you Bill Clinton yesterday saying if they had been vetted, they wouldn't have killed Lake and Riley. That wouldn't have happened. Bill Clinton doing that. So Aurora, Colorado, New York Post deserves a Pulitzer for this. Yes, they are exactly doing that there. And they only know one thing to deal with them. They have to be taken out of there with whatever force you can bring in and deported, every single one of them. That's what's happening there. Now, what's the definition of widespread? What's the definition of a handful? Hey, if you're having to deal with that, if you're one of these workers extorted and beaten, you might think, yeah, this is pretty serious. Okay, one other thing. We have Joe Concha, one of my favorites on Fox today at 2 o'clock. He broke the story yesterday, or at least I saw it on his Twitter, of the plagiarism of VP Harris that's making the rounds. Now let me play you the clip on this of what was said about this plagiarism from Harris. And then I want to break down why it's important. Apparently, she wrote this book on smart, being a DA, fighting crime, etc. And now it turns out significant pages were just lifted from Wikipedia, cut and paste, among other things. The New York Times jumps in with 1,100 words and says conservatives seize on minor mistakes made by Harris in her book. It's back to the same thing. It's only a handful. Now, I've had a lot of experience over the years when Biden got caught in his 1988 speech plagiarizing almost completely the labor leader, Kinnock, in Great Britain. He was out of the race. Now, think about all the things Biden has done, all the problems and all that. Plagiarism still seems to be a bit of a big deal. Do you remember, and Henry, you weren't even doing talk radio then, and I'm going to be a bit circumspect because I don't want to dredge up everything about it, but we had a lot of talk about this girl from, I don't even want to say the town, I'll say South Jersey, who was very well connected. There was a fierce battle to be the valedictorian. I believe she went on homebound study because that gave you an advantage, if you can imagine, eking it out. And then the people that were wronged checked on her, and she had plagiarized, writing in the Courier Post and other stuff that was unbelievable. Mm. She had a full course to Harvard. There was such pressure. Harvard told her, don't come to our school. We're that serious about, even though there was a big legal matter. And I may have had the attorney on, or at least remember the attorney they got for this, defense attorney, had a lot of, shall we say, alleged mob figures that were his clients. That's how big this was. Wow. They brought him in to be the attorney. And it made national news. I think she went to school overseas because it was very difficult to get into any college because she was nationally known as a plagiarist. So if that's how we feel about plagiarism, one high school when I first started teaching, this girl wrote, instead of being a senior at the name of the high school where I was teaching, she said at Camden County College or whatever it was called then. Wait, a Trenton, no, I think it was Trenton something. She just ripped and put it into the paper. That was a college. She wasn't a senior there.
Yeah.
So the teacher said, no, no, she doesn't get a zero on that or an F. The administration said an F. She gets a zero. She fails. This is blatant. They wore black armbands to the graduation ceremony because of all this. So I'm sure when you were in school, you were told, hey, this is the one thing you can't do. A lot of other things in the world of progressives, you know, two and two are still four, I think. And you can't plagiarize.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, that was hammered down more than anything. I understand why that lives in kind of people's minds, because I feel like that's something. It's just like, you plagiarize, like, you're not passing this class. You might get kicked out of school. And everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Think of all the things you can get away with. This seems to be, and I'm not exactly sure why. I get what we're trying to do here, particularly academically. But it's clear, whatever the New York Times says, that there is extensive plagiarism here. They brought in what's reputed to be the world's expert on finding plagiarism. And then the New York Times said they had a better guy than this guy. And this guy says it's not a big deal. We have dueling plagiarism experts here. So Joe Concha will be on to break that down. Scott Presler here at 1 o'clock. He's texting me all morning. Massive numbers, Dom. I've beaten Taylor Swift here in Pennsylvania. This guy is on fire. Wait till you hear some of the numbers he has at 1 o'clock. All right, we'd love to get you in right now, though, at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need to do is have you push #1210. Now, in addition to that, side question today, and we've never done this one before. I think there's a lot of things. Remember, it's all in the call, though. Again, you can't just blurt something out and we say, oh, that's a winner. Trump was trying to appeal to suburbanites yesterday, and there are pockets of Montgomery County that are okay. Notice he didn't go in the areas where it's like Little Philadelphia. And he drew a big crowd there trying to drive down the numbers in Montgomery County. So we want to know something that you say is really associated with suburbia. Now, I'll give you one that used to be, but has changed. Republicanism. It was country club Republicans that was suburbia. But one that's still sort of associated with it is order. Meaning, if you're in the city, you got to expect a certain amount of more chaotic behavior. You do that in the suburbs, and some cop is going to stop you. The other one I'll take off, lawns. Mm-hmm. Pristine lawns, giant lawns, grass all over the place.
Having pride in the lawn.
Oh, look at our lawn over here at Henry's house. Oh, my God.
Have you seen the hydrangeas on the
side,
too?
There you go. That's it. Whoa. You know, don't get me started. You probably don't even know this. With Roe, I would do to our lawn. It's the edging. Always
yeah.
with the
no,
edging.
You've said that before.
Edging. Oh, yeah. It's insane with that manicured edging. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'll stick with lawns for a second, and I will say the sport of lacrosse.
Okay, very good one.
That's played by a lot of the mainline schools and played very well, and that's why this is one of the hotbeds of lacrosse in the country.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, totally. Okay. And then I will say for a different one, I will say asking the question, are those gunshots or fireworks? Because it's always like an ironic question you always, you know, would ask your friends on like the 4th of July, being like, hey, are those gunshots or fireworks? And meanwhile, you live in like, I don't know, Broomall or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to be an issue.
That's a great question. So you might put it in the form of a question or something people in suburbia always talk about, like the lawns.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I've never lived in suburbia. You know, and I have often thought about, Ron and I talk about various places, some of them very nice. There's something about, you know, it's South Philly, Germantown. That's the extent. There's something about the city. It seems dull to me. Maybe not. Maybe not now. Henry, how did you end up in the suburbs?
Let's see. My grandparents were raised in West Philly. Then they moved to Delco, and that's where my parents grew up, and that's how I ended up in the suburbs.
Okay.
Much.
All right. There's it. Yeah. And that's the usual migration, West Philly to Delco. Yep. Fleeing Philadelphia. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Congressman Michael Waltz is with us at 1230. His brand new book, Hard Truths, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret. And I hear that, you know, I'm talking, setting up this book. He's in line for something big if Trump wins, and he is one of the best surrogates imaginable. Picture that guy in the heading the CIA or the Defense Department. Wow. That's who you want. I'm surprised he didn't get it the first time around with Trump. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On board.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Get in early. Something suburban. Something that says suburbia. That's where Trump, that's where the suburbs are. I'm just reading the Harris Wall's pitch for the day in Pennsylvania. They say, you know the blue wall, right? Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. They say the suburbs around Philadelphia are their mini blue wall. Get it? Their mini blue wall. And again, we go through this all the time. What is wrong with these people in the suburbs right here? I mean, honestly, what is wrong with them? Are they really going to say, I just can't stand Trump, so I don't care about the country, the policies? They can't make the policy argument. It gets harder and harder. And as far as looking in the mirror about voting for Trump, as all this starts to shake out with Harris and plagiarism, don't tell your kids not to plagiarize that if you can ignore this stuff. I'm not saying she should drop out of the race because of the plagiarism, but it is something that used to be something that people would talk about. So Henry will get you 855-839-1210. That's a good way to get in. Something suburban. And J.D. Vance, Henry, this is Cut 13, made this point. He made it on Twitter, then he made it in person. If you want a president with their own ideas, that's not Harris. Listen to Vance.
I saw today, actually, a story that Kamala Harris apparently copied some significant chunks of her book from Wikipedia. So if you want a president with their own ideas, vote for Donald Trump. If you want a president who copies her own ideas from Wikipedia, vote for Kamala Harris.
Do you think you have a shot?
All right. So, again, we'll see how much media attention. As I said, the New York Times immediately jumped in. 1,100 words, bringing in their own plagiarism expert. How about the fact checker? Where's the CNN guy on this? Is the fact checker sweating this out right now, telling us whether this is significant or not? Good news front. We should be hearing from Riley Gaines this week. At least we're trying to do that. The San Jose volleyball team. And who would have thought it? Volleyball is where you really do have to worry about injury. And not in the sense of football or something, but that could be very serious. There have been, because there is a male. I'm not sure the full status, biological at birth. I'm not sure what I just know it's a male. It's pretty big, who plays on the San Jose State volleyball team. There are two developments now. Now think back to Leah Thomas. One, the Nevada volleyball team issued a statement yesterday to OutKick saying the majority votes to forfeit. They're not going to play against San Jose State, a majority of the players. The school lectured about diversity, inclusiveness for everybody, yada, yada, yada. And they apparently still want the game to go on. So I don't know how many players they have on the Nevada volleyball team versus the number that you would need that are a majority. But it could come down that they bring some walk-ons out there just to play the game. The most interesting development, though, and I just saw this a moment ago, one of the women on the San Diego State volleyball team has joined the lawsuit against the NCAA and against San Jose, her own team. Now, think back to Leah Thomas. Think about what these rats did over at Penn. Think about how they threaten young women, not only with losing their scholarship, but this would be out there online. They would be outed that they're against Leah Thomas. They wouldn't get employment. The mobs would be coming after them forever. Remember that? So most of them stood down. The example of Riley Gaines, Ms. Scanlon, started to come forward now. But in this case, you've had several teams forfeit rather than play this. And it's in court. And as I said, the women on San Jose State, one of them at least, has also sued. And they're going public. I mean, I've seen some of the interviews with the Nevada players. So what I'm suggesting is, and this is playing out in the presidential race, there is a devastating Trump ad out there that has several black disc jockeys in New York. Charlamagne is one, and the black pundits that are on his show, which is nationally syndicated, in this ad. This will be cut 16. And they're going, whoa, Kamala Harris is doing what with taxpayer dollars? She wants even illegal migrants to get surgeries and gender-affirming cares? Cut 16.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
Hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money.
Kamala even supports letting biological men compete against our girls in their sports. Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, you watch this, particularly among African-American Latino males. This is an issue that cuts through. All right, coming up, we are going to talk with Michael Waltz, Congressman Waltz, of course, Green Beret. I think the first Green Beret elected to Congress, the brand new book out, but a lot to talk with him about the Trump campaign and his future if Trump wins. He's next. Halloween coming up. Don't let mealtime planning frighten you. Call or just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up the fan favorite Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes, just delicious. Time to stock up on them and check out the variety. The homemade soups are a home run with Captain Chuckie's. So get off Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, salads, desserts. Get a tray or two for that football viewing party or tailgate. Captain Chuckie's, too, always has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody. Dessert, soup, sides, appetizers, only the highest quality ingredients. Their golf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild caught, never farm raised. And my favorite, those delicious dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckie's. CaptainChuckie's at theshore.com. All right, it is downtime. Big issues, big guest. Congressman Mike Waltz is one of our favorites. His brand new book, Hard Truths, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret. Just a riveting, just the first page takes your breath away. Congressman joins us in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
In the spin room, your training, I could tell, puts you in good stead for what actually goes on there.
Yeah, no. Thanks for mentioning the book. It, by the way, no royalties are going to me. They all go to veterans charities to support the families of some of the Green Berets. Unfortunately, I did not bring home that we lost overseas. And you know what I talk about in the book is really what I get asked all the time. What's the difference in the Green Berets and the SEALs and the Rangers? And kind of the simplest way to put it is, I never want to be at a gunfight with the SEALs and Rangers. I mean, what we did to Osama bin Laden is what they specialize in. Two bullets in a forehead of a bad guy on the other side of the world, the dead of the night, and pulling all the data back out and get back to the base safely. and then doing it again and again and again, taking down a network. Green Berets are different in that we learn local languages. We specialize in certain parts of the world. We have to blend in with the local culture. And you could take 6, 12 of us and embed us with a village, a militia, a tribe. We specialize in guerrilla warfare, and then we'll train 10,000 of our local allies to do America's business for us. So we could kick in doors too, but we'd rather have the locals doing it themselves. And so we call it by, with, and through. We specialize in training and operating through surrogates, psychological warfare, strategic operations and communications, and building coalitions of support.
Well,
that's a lot what we have to do in Congress, right?
Well,
and there are days, I think, the tribes of Afghanistan are lot tougher.
Yes, I knew you were going there.
A lot easier than the swamp, right?
Right. So well, you're right. The other guys, you're right, have a hard job, but they only have one mission, it seems like, to take them out. The first chapter in your book, the first page, the guerrilla chief stood over the captive who lay bound and blindfolded on the ground. I don't know, maybe the others would take everybody out there, but you had to stop this guy from committing something that you couldn't be a party to.
Yeah, that's right. He said, look, this was a government agent that had massacred his family, that had gone after his people. They had captured him, and they were going to execute him right in front of us. What do you do, right? You can't be party to a war crime. But I couldn't stop him either. He had a bunch of his militia with their fingers on the triggers. The thought finally came to me, well, let's get the intelligence value out of him. He said, great, we'll torture him. Why don't you help us? And I said, no, how about we get him to Guantanamo? And it turns out, as I'll give away the chapter, the whole thing was a training exercise that we're in as part of our final training. But these are the kind of the psychological operations that you put us in. And then fast forward, I find myself in Africa in that exact same situation. And so you have to have your moral compass. As exhausted as you are, you got to have your heads on straight, because you're not surrounded by a battalion of superior officers in the chain of command. You're out there alone. We call ourselves the warrior diplomats. And half these warlords would soon shoot you as they would the bad guys if you cross them.
You know,
so it takes a different set, a mindset that to be able to deal with all of that.
Before reading any of this, I didn't know that, and I thought I knew a lot. Green Berets, well, that's the same thing, just different than the SEALs, et cetera. Just in the first few pages, you do a remarkable job of amplifying what this mission really is. So this book, you likened it to Congress. And what I like is you don't go too far. You say, come on now, being in Afghanistan is a little bit different. But you take in everyday life the issue of restraint and a moral compass, but also resiliency going forward. It seems to me, though, in Congress, and I've been waiting to ask you this because of the premise of the book, I don't see on some issues that there's any way other than to defeat particularly progressives as the Democrat Party becomes more and more progressives. People like you over the years I've gotten to know say, well, there's personal relationships. On some other matters, you can move the ball forward. But on the big issues, America's going to have to decide what it wants.
Yeah, that's fair. One of the reasons that I am so adamant about getting more veterans in Congress is if just a few years ago, we were on a black helicopter in the middle of the night, tank, plane, ship. We were all willing to die for a shared set of values, what that flag represents. So that then we can roll up our sleeves and move the country forward. And so the Democrats that I have, you know, some decent relationships that we could find common ground, that we can build coalitions and get something done, almost always tend to be veterans. And you don't find most veterans, even if they may disagree on unions or abortion or what have you, hating our country. They're willing to die for it. They don't believe it's a bad country like you hear from the far left progressives. And so I think the more veterans we get on the both sides of the aisle, the better. But I also talk about in the book getting us back to national service. You know, that doesn't mean a draft or necessarily in the military. I'm talking inner city tutoring, national parks, Peace Corps, elderly care, but how do we get young people off the couch, off their phones, and out serving their community and country again and learning leadership, discipline, followership, teamwork, and those traits that the Greatest Generation had, but those traits that we need in the next generation. I've also pushed and talked about the expansion of junior ROTC in our high schools, where they're getting those positive role models. So I think there's actually a lot we could do to defeat the garbage that the progressives are pumping into our educational system.
The book, Hard Truths, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret, Congressman Mike Waltz. Now, Congressman, we're starting to hear, though, in a second Trump administration, you would be somebody that might be CIA or Defense Department. Would you be interested in anything like that, an even bigger role than you have now?
Well, look, I'll just say this isn't just a throwaway. We've got a full-on fight on our hands. We've got seven swing states. Let's get them over the finish line. I'm one of those, you know, look, the President of the United States calls you to serve, you salute and serve. It's not about me or my agenda or what I want to do. It's about the country and where you can make a difference. I believe in his America First agenda, and the more I've gotten to know him and the person that he is, when I see him with the Gold Star families from Abbey Gate in Afghanistan, when I see him with our veterans, and when we see that just 4 years ago we were literally signing peace deals on the White House lawn with the Abraham Accords, and now we've got our sailors, our ships, and our servicemen getting shot at on a daily basis by the Iranians, we need to get back to his deterrence agenda. And the Pentagon, we've got a clean house, period. So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
let's win on November 5th.
Well, right. I'm saying it. It's a cherry on top. You have to understand, for our listeners, to picture a guy that they know now a good bit, being on the station here and seeing you a lot. Wow, a guy like this would be in there. That's exactly what we want. So the main mission is the Trump administration. But somebody like Mike Waltz, when I heard that, I thought, wow, that is a big step up. The other job I was thinking, though, you'd be a heck of a border czar. Because even though you're in Florida, you know, you have swerved into that issue that is playing out right now. As we come down to the last 20 days or so, is it just inflation and immigration? I see this transgender stuff, you know, it's not as potent as those issues, but that Harris has renounced every other position pretty much, yet she will not give up transgendered care, surgeries, even for illegal immigrants.
Yeah, isn't it insane? Real quick on the border issue, look, and I talk about this in the book, we had a few dozen Green Berets training the Colombians in the 90s, and they took down multinational billion-dollar funded cartels. We can take down cartels. These Mexican cartels that are working with China, that are killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, that are pumping in people and weapons and gangs into our inner cities. I'm not talking an invasion of Mexico like the media likes to spin it. Offensive cyber, start locking up their ability to communicate, start cutting off their money. And you know what? If they're a little bit scared of where they're sleeping at night, I'm okay with that too. But these cartels are running the show on our border. It's unacceptable. And if you have military assets to support law enforcement, I think that's an absolutely appropriate America First agenda. On Kamala, look, she's throwing stuff against the wall at this point. The president and his team are talking about the issues that matter on the economy. They're talking about this invasion on our southern border. They have message discipline because they know people want what they had 4 years ago in terms of more money in their wallet, more security for their family, and more security for the country around the world. And what is she doing? Now she's waving around a medical report and trying to make us believe that Donald Trump, who has an engine like I've never seen in my life, is somehow old and decrepit after she covered up Biden's dementia for years. It's just ridiculous. And the hard truth is, to channel the title of the book, is that she'll say whatever she thinks she needs to say to get into power. She doesn't have that moral compass that, you know, that comes out by people who've been tested under fire. And we just saw in Butler, Pennsylvania, what President Trump did when he was shot at. He stood up, made sure the country knew that he was still ready to fight.
Absolutely. Great book. And again, thank you. I did not fully understand the Green Berets, and you elevate our understanding of it with Heart Troops, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret. Thanks, Congressman, very much.
All right. Thank you, Dom.
All right. There's Congressman Mike Waltz back with us here. Tip of the hat to Henry. First day, I think, the book's out. Getting him on. I didn't know that about the Green Berets, and this book is just filled of situations like this. All right, you got the side question, though. Suburbs, something that just reeks. You hear it, and you think, ah, that's suburban. That's what it's all about. That's what Trump was going after last night over in Oaks. I bet we have people that were there. If you were there, we played you Terry Moran even saying, I was there. People weren't walking out. They were singing along with Trump. Now, I think a few more questions, a few more things. Could have been appropriate, maybe not 40 minutes of Ave Maria followed by the Village People, but, you know, the playlist was the Village People.
Get some Tom Jones in there.
Come yeah, on. That's right. Mr. Tom Jones tonight, folks, on tour with Trump, followed by a rapper. That's what Trump needs, followed by Andrea Bocelli. Out. You know, that's the lineup tonight, and Trump in the middle of it. There you go. I can see Trump getting into that.
Doing the Carlton.
Yes. All right, it's 855-839-1210. It's AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All right, what are our expectations of Bret Baier tomorrow night? Well, he'll tape it tomorrow afternoon, I think, here in Philadelphia. I'm not sure where. I'd like to run into him. Give him a question or two for Harris. Will he ask about the alleged plagiarism? Will he ask, how different are you than Joe Biden? I would lead with that. Skip over a question and say, let me just go back because her mind might start to, you know, click. And, oh, I answered that question. I just wanted to know, you're different than Joe Biden again, Hal. That seems to be a stumbler that came out from The View. All right, Dan, what's your something that reeks of suburbia?
Yeah, Dom, how about a SUV? Something you don't yes. see or you shouldn't see in the city, but you see so freaking many of them now, man. It's
yeah,
annoying.
Shouldn't be able to park in the media lot. I agree with you.
It seems it really gets you going, huh?
Oh, my God. You can get an extra car and a half in there and, you know. 855, put me in charge of parking that. You're going to see an operation there.
How whoa. About street hockey? Do they play street hockey in this city?
South when Philly,
when I was living
did.
In Port Richmond, I didn't yeah. see any kids playing it.
Yeah, but. During the Flyers time, they played that. But I would agree, that's more suburban. Yeah.
Yeah, like the whole moving out of the way for cars has to be kind of inconvenient
exactly.
when you're living in the city,
exactly.
right?
Car.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a good one out of the box. Something that says suburbia.
Can I take one more of yours
yes,
off the board? I don't
ahead.
Know if you took it. The
yeah.
fancy neighborhood names?
Yes.
Oh, what a great answer.
Yeah, call with one of those two. If you... I know down in South Philly, they tried to do that. They started telling people around, all right, let me be accurate here, 13th and Reed, 13th and Wharton, roughly in there. They're living in Bella Vista.
Oh, Bella Vista.
Now, I knew I played ball there and all. Come on, give me a break. Bella Vista, calling that neighborhood? Like, let's be real here. Come
brewery
on.
Towns?
No, but it's okay? just kind of rough South Philly. It's not Bella Vista, suddenly, you know.
Sounds so fancy.
Yeah, 855-839-1210. You heard
Strawberry
Mike
Strawberry Mansion.
Well, yeah, Strawberry Mansion's bad. It always been bad for
it
70
sounds, it
years.
It sounds so nice.
I know it does, yeah. No, it's not Strawberry, and there's no mansions there anymore. Okay, jump on board, get in first. Scott Presler texting me early this morning. Massive, not even huge now he's using. Scott, calm down. I'm beating Taylor Swift. Yeah, he actually thinks he's in competition with Taylor Swift to register voters in Pennsylvania. Oh, my God. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. 855-839-1210. Let's talk FanDuel, though. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers, you can bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets if you win. You have Thursday Night Football, Broncos at Saints, Alvin Kamara over rushing yards, Bo Nix over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Don't know about that one. Rashid Shaheed over receiving yards. Just a few suggestions. Nick Sirianni, another flare-up. Is that on FanDuel this weekend? Oh, man, I'm waiting for that. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more of this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano show. What a playlist last night. The Trump rally. We played you ABC News saying, no, Trump didn't freeze. Interesting choice, bringing Kristi Noem back. You know, Trump reminds me of George Steinbrenner. You'd be out of the family business, then he'd bring Billy Martin back. Daryl Strawberry was an advisor. He'd go, and he comes back. Kristi Noem back in a marquee role last night as the moderator. Let's go to Janet in Conshohocken, who was there. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
Good.
My name's Janet DeGregorio. I'm a registered nurse for years, and I was there last night with my daughter, and I was listening to The View. I put The View on just to get my blood pressure up.
Okay.
I'm getting a little sluggish. And they're not. It's nothing but a bunch of lies. He had so much respect for those people that were sick. We had no idea if they just fainted. They could have had a heart attack. They could have had an aneurysm. We didn't know. So he didn't want to talk over what was going on. So it was so politely he played music. What was wrong with that?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I think I would have done a few more questions after that, though, Janet. You know, he played 40 minutes of music. But you were there. It seemed like most people stayed, which is amazing.
Of course, everybody was, he was down in the audience signing autographs and stuff. I mean, he made it work. And that's what he knows how to do. He knows how to make it work. He didn't freeze like they're saying.
No,
he's
exactly.
Not demented. They're making all these stories
ladies
up
on the
about
view.
Him. Let's
give an intelligence test, the ladies on The View. I'd like to see what the IQ's average comes up to. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's see what his triglycerides are, they want to know. Who the hell cares about his triglycerides?
Well, Janet, I've witnessed something like this, and I thought he might have won the election. Dr. Oz jumping over, like hurtling over the stanchions they block you with to rescue a person as I was speaking at his event. They had to cut my time, so I know exactly what Trump went through.
Exactly, and he has a lot of experience with this, doesn't he? If they're getting shot in the air?
Absolutely. Thank you, Janet.
Where you have these really dumb people.
Well, he did say lose weight, too. Oh, my God.
You know, Whoopi Goldberg said, would you participate in a movie? She made some movie on basketball. This was before I ran for politics. She said, oh, you're so great. If you ever ran for president, you'd win. Politics can do strange things to demented people.
All right, so look, it's part of the juice of the tour, but it was a long time of the music playing there. So I'm not shit, and that place was really crowded. I broadcast from there with that type of crowd, and the weather being a bit on the warm side for October. Yeah, you're going to have difficulty. All right, Scott Presler is wound up in the green room. Usually he doesn't text me this early saying, massive.
He is on fire, man.
On fire today.
I got like four texts in a row of just excitement.
Just going crazy.
He misspelled excitement.
Yeah, he's particularly proud that all over the place, they're saying, yeah, Scott Presler is beating Taylor Swift. That's what he's interested in.
You know when people start misspelling their texts, and he always spells his text correctly. They're just so excited they can't wait to press send.
Yeah, so
he's in that mode.
We'll bring him out. Coming up, Scott Presler to tell us what the latest is here in Pennsylvania. A little bit later, Joe Concha on plagiarist Kamala Harris. It appears to be that way. And hit us with something that's definitely suburban on Talk Radio 1210.
As painful as it is, I've had to let a few people go over the years. Yogi Berra, Lou Piniella, Bucky Dent, Billy Martin, Dallas Green, Dick Houser, Bill Verdon, Billy Martin, Stump Merrill, Billy Martin, Bob Lemon, Billy Martin, Gene Michael, Buck Showalter, George, you didn't hear that from me. George?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.